Millions of Americans are infected with the herpes virus that causes genital sores. A large international study shows that a daily pill can greatly reduce the chance of passing the virus on to someone else. Experts say that's a landmark in public health with worldwide implications. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
The new study shows a drug called valacyclovir reduces transmission of genital herpes by 50% in monogamous couples who were followed for 8 months, and there were 75% fewer herpes sores. The drug is especially effective if it's used along with condoms, but valacyclovir prevented genital herpes even among those who use condoms inconsistently. The findings led the Food and Drug Administration to approve valacyclovir to prevent genital herpes before the new study was published. Dr. Clyde Crumpacker is a Harvard expert on viral diseases. He wrote an editorial on the findings in this week's New England Journal of Medicine.
This is the first time that an antiviral drug or any antimicrobial drug has been shown to prevent transmission of a sexually transmitted disease. We've not had a good study showing that before.
And that has far-reaching implications. First, for all who suffer from genital herpes. About 1 in 5 adult Americans carries the virus.
The problem is that most people who have it don't know they have it.
Dr. Larry Corey of the University of Washington led the new study on preventing herpes.
It's a disease that people rate actually quite high on the scale of are you bothered by it. It's not a disease that brings hospitalization very often, but it brings chronic recurring genital sores as well as having a sexually transmitted disease that one could transmit to someone for long periods of time.
Beyond that, women can pass the virus to their infants during childbirth. Affected newborns can suffer devastating brain damage, if not death, and newborn herpes is increasing. To be effective, the drug has to be taken every day for years at a time. Fortunately, Corey says, both valacyclovir and a related drug called acyclovir seem remarkably safe.
Maybe the safest antimicrobial that we have in infectious disease that people have been on daily for 8 to 10 year period of times with not any, you know, overt effect. The dosage that we use is really a relatively low dose here.
But the really big payoff in terms of public health is the potential to prevent HIV/AIDS. People infected with the genital herpes virus are as much as 4 times more likely to get HIV. And people with HIV who have genital herpes sores are much more likely to transmit the AIDS virus to their sex partners.
Obviously, HIV as a virus can be transmitted without genital herpes, but it's like adding, you know, a charcoal lighter to the fuel.
So Corey and others are launching studies in Africa, India, and South America to see if daily use of acyclovir will cut HIV transmission among people at high risk. In Uganda, for example, 60% of young women visiting STD clinics have genital herpes.
Anything we can do to provide sort of an interim reduction on this epidemic is something that should be tried. And with 5 million new HIV infections a year, if we can make any dent in this, whether it's a 20% dent or a 30% dent or a 50% dent, we're talking about a major advance.
The studies will use acyclovir, which costs 20 cents a day for 2 tablets. Valacyclovir has to be taken only once a day, but it costs about $5 a pill. The benefit wouldn't be restricted to developing countries. Half of gay men in this country who are HIV positive also have genital herpes. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.